Measles kills about 100,000 people a year worldwide. The viral disease is easily preventable by vaccine, but in recent years, opponents of the vaccination have spread misinformation about the vaccine. The so-called anti-vaxxers, once considered fringe, have used Facebook and other social media to convince parents that vaccines cause autism and other problems for children.
A sister of mine told me her friends had problems, difficulties. They actually told me a story that one of their child was very, very well, he was responding normally, but once he got the vaccines, he did not respond normally.
New York City accounts for more than half of all U.S. measles cases that occurred in the past year. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio declared measles a public health emergency last week and ordered mandatory vaccination for parts of the city with a penalty of up to $1,000 for failure to comply. But an ultra-Orthodox Jewish group filed a lawsuit Monday challenging the order. Health officials are tasked with containing the virus as well as the spread of misinformation.
We need the religious leaders, we need the community leaders to kind of convince those people that they need it to protect not only their own children, but they have a responsibility to the community and to society to help protect the community by developing this umbrella, as I said, of herd immunity.
Measles is a highly infectious disease and can lead to long-term consequences if not treated. 1 in 10 children with measles gets an ear infection, 1 in 20 develops pneumonia, and 1 in 1,000 brain swelling. In some cases, it is deadly. The good news is that measles is preventable.
There is a highly effective vaccine that works, and it's been used time and time again to stop outbreaks. And the health department is able to provide the MMR vaccine to anyone who needs it free of charge.
There are also large outbreaks of measles in Europe and Israel, as well as in some countries in South America, Africa, and Asia. People traveling to those countries should make sure they have been vaccinated. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.